love his versatility, high character individual. You know, provides a lot of different areas for us with this type of talent. You know, we're very excited to get a player of his caliber.
Expect him to be returning kicks. I mean, obviously that's not quite your side.
Right. I'm gonna kind of defer most of that to Coach Slocum, but certainly that's part of it as far as another way that he can help jump in and contribute right away. So certainly looking forward to getting him in here and getting going.
Edgar, what are his strengths as a receiver, route running? I mean, how hands?
I think it's a combination of all of those areas when you look at it. As far as his ability to catch the football, obviously that's important. His ability to create space, certainly has good hands. Certainly has the ability to run after the catch. You know, we always talk about Yak. That's one of his strong suits. You know, he's a guy that stays on his feet, has tremendous balance, and makes the most out of his opportunities.
What was your exposure to him before the draft? Did you talk to him much at the combine? Did you visit? How much did you get to know this kid?
I had an opportunity to interview him at the combine, get to know him. For the limited amount of time that we get at the combine. But again, you come away very smart kid. Very mature. You think of a guy that's a high character individual. Everything that's in his background. He's a high character young man. Certainly excited to have a guy, of those type qualities. When you talk about putting him in our room with the guys that we already have in place, I mean, he fits what we look for to bringing it up in our locker room.
Edgar, he was the last guy left in the green room. Were you guys surprised that he was still there at 64?
You know what? We're just fortunate. We're fortunate. Again, you talk about, a player of this type caliber. A guy that can kind of help you in a number of different ways. The way he'll be able to contribute, it's just, fortunate to have a guy still around. We were getting ready to pick.
A lot of the receivers in the Packers system are used interchangeably. What have you seen from him that he'd be able to do that?
Just overall versatility. Very smart kid, can line up in a number of different positions. And he has been productive in those positions. You talk about a kid that played quarterback, showed some versatility in that standpoint. We already mentioned as far as his ability to return kicks and punts, things of that standpoint. So, you look at the overall picture and what he brings to the table and his productivity.
Edgar, strictly as a wide receiver, I mean, I know he's versatile, but only as a wide receiver, is he still a little raw?
Obviously, you always have room to continue to grow and learn. I mean, that's in any of, in most of all of these players coming into the National Football League at this standpoint. But, again, you talk about, a smart kid, a kid that's, has the work ethic that you look for, that's driven with passion and loves the game of football. So, excited to get an opportunity to work with a young man like that.
Edgar, with the lap part and you switching positions, how concerned are you about being able to get time with this kid and work with him and getting ready for the season?
Hopefully everything. I don't really want to get too involved as far as talking about that too much as far as, with the lockout and everything. But, at some point, we'll get going. And, again, excited to have a guy, come in this type of situation. The way we've done things in the past as far as bringing our players along, I don't foresee any type, tremendous setbacks as far as how we go about and getting our players ready to step in and play.
If you're under 5'11", under 200, is size a limitation with this guy at all?
He has pretty good size when you look at some of the other guys playing in this league. I'll say this about it as far as his size. He's been very durable. Been very durable, and that's something that stood out as well. And when you talk about a guy that touched the ball a number of many times as far as, when you look at, the quarterback position, the receiver position, lining up in the backfield as a running back position, as a returner. I mean, he touched the ball a significant amount of times, and he was durable. So, as far as size, I think the kid takes care of his body and makes the most of his opportunities.
Edgar, when a kid plays quarterback before moving to a position, what does that do for him in terms of understanding the offense and his ability to learn an offense?
You know what? I think it certainly helps. I think he has an overall picture as far as what everyone's responsibility is on that scheme or on that particular play. So I think it certainly helps. I think by him having that experience as a quarterback, he understands the importance of his split. He understands the importance of his release off the ball. He understands, you know, the footwork that he's supposed to use as a route runner and how to maneuver and create space versus defend. I think, you know, by him being a quarterback, all that are certainly helping his transition coming into the National Football League. A little bit of everything with the Wildcat as well. So,
how much do you expect your wide receivers to block a lot and run the game? Where is he in that phase of the game? Is that something you know he's going to have to get accustomed to?
I think we all have to improve in that area. I mean, that's a big part of our offense. Anytime, you know, we win our, you know, one-on-one situations out there on the perimeter, we give that running back an opportunity to have an explosive run or to have a touchdown run. So, I mean, certainly as a unit, we certainly have to improve in that area, and that's something that I know all our guys are looking forward to improving on.
Does he have experience doing it?
He has some. You know, you can see that on tape as far as, you know, a willing blocker. You know, again, we're talking about a kid that has that toughness. He has that attitude. So, again, it's more cleaning up technique than anything else.
Do you see him as more of a slot guy or an outside guy?
I think he can do both. You know, and that's something we're not going to just set any limitations to him coming in.
One thing you guys have never really run is the Wildcat. With this kid's background, first of all, have you guys ever talked about wanting to be able to do that? And does he give you maybe the opportunity to give it a try?
Well, I'm going to defer that to Coach Mike, but you know, certainly you know, this kid, you know, has some background as far as a quarterback. You know, it just, you know, opens up, you know, additional opportunities. Again, we talk about a guy that's versatile, you know, so you know, I'm pretty sure we're not game planning right now, but I'm pretty sure, you know, we'll, you know, take full advantage of what this kid is capable of doing.
Edgar, is this one of the first times you found yourself lobbying for a receiver instead of lobbying for a running back?
You know what, the most important thing is, you know, we always want to bring in high character individuals and good people in our organization, you know, but this kid also, he can play, you know, he can play, and that's the bottom line. So, I mean, you always want to, you know, get an opportunity to coach, you know, a guy that's driven, a guy that has passion, a guy that loves football. And a guy that has tremendous work ethic, and it always starts with, you know, their attitude and everything. You know, in my conversations with this kid and everything you hear about this kid and the outstanding job our scouting department has done in scouting him, you hear so many positive things about him. And for me as a coach, certainly excited to get an opportunity to work with a guy like that.
Is he somebody that, when, as the round progressed, that you kind of kept your eye on him and kind of hoping, come on, be there? Or is that, what was the mood then when he got picked?
You know what, I think, you know, again, it's one of those situations where, you know, you go into it and you like certain guys, but you never know how it's going to play out. And, you know, again, we were fortunate to be in the situation that we were in, where he was sitting right there waiting, you know, and made the decision, and you know, we're fortunate.
Because the rest of those guys in the kind of know how it's done. As a guy who's still settling in the role, do you kind of relish the chance to bring along the young guy who needs to learn all that stuff? Or how do you handle that?
Well, you know, I'm excited to get an opportunity to work with all of those guys. I think, you know, we all, you know, have an opportunity to continue to grow and continue to learn. As far as, you know, veteran guys, you know, certainly it's more about holding each other accountable and making the most of, you know, our opportunities and doing the little things. But certainly, you know, you bring in a young guy as well and you get to work with that young guy. But for me, it's the entire unit. You know, it's always about let's get better and let's improve. And I think moving forward, I think all of those guys, you know, they have an understanding of, you know, my approach to things. And I certainly have a feel for those guys as well, having been around them the last, you know, few years. So I'm looking forward to the opportunity.
How are they going to like the increased competition?
I'm sorry?
How are they going to like the increased competition?
I think it's always competitive. I mean, and that's great. I mean, because when you go into a situation, it's going to bring the best out of you. And I think all of those guys, You know, they strive in those type situations, and it helps you become better. It pushes you to the limits, and helping you be the best that you could possibly be. And if you're the best player that you could possibly be, you're going to help our team become better. And you know, as we do, as far as with when you become a better team, then we win championships. So I think, in a nutshell, you know, that competitive type environment can only help us get better.
Did you work at
all? I did not.
Were any of his carries as a running back or did Holland as a Wildcat?
He had a little bit of a little bit of both.
Did he do that for you guys?
As far as carry, you know, that's something that he's shown that he's done in the past.